Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith speaking. We have on deck, good people, is Dr. Octagon, the return actually. It's Dr. Octagon and it's called Moose Bumps, an exploration into modern day horror palation. The Midnight Hour, which is a new band that is comprised of Ali Shaheed Muhammad of a Tribe Called Quest and Adrian Young. It's like this jazz soul instrumentalish album. It has guest features of people like Raphael Sadiq, CeeLo Green, Marsha Ambrosius from Floratree, and Aaron Allen Kane, and many more people. And then Dix Duso, his new album, which is called In Heaven. So let's dig in. So let me read you a little something about the Dr. Octagon Project. Okay. So this is actually Cool Keith, who's the MC in Dr. Octagon, his 34th record and his third Dr. Octagon record. It's been 22 years since the last Dr. Octagon record. Dr. Octagon is actually Cool Keith with Dan the Automator. And if you go, for those of you who don't know, Dan the Automator is also the first producer on the first Gorillaz record, the self-titled one with Clint Eastwood and Tomorrow Comes Today. That was all Dan the Automator's production. And DJ Qbert. So Cool Keith, Dan the Automator, producer, and DJ Qbert equal Dr. Octagon. So let's go into Cool Keith's background for a minute. He was a part, Cool Keith began his career with the group Ultramagnetic MCs from 1984 to 1993. After the release of their influential 1988 album, Critical Beatdown, his real last name is Thornton, was reportedly institutionalized in Bellevue Hospital Center. However, he later said that the idea that he was institutionalized came from a flippant remark made during an interview. He never expected the story to become so well known. After continuing with Ultramagnetic for two more albums, 1992's Funk Your Head Up and 1993's The Four Horsemen, Thornton would embark on a solo career. And boy, did he. Dr. Octagon debuts from 1995 to 1996. Thornton released his first notable solo single, Earth People, in 1995 under the name Dr. Octagon. This was followed by the release of Dr. Octagon Ecologist the following year. The album's production by Dan the Automator and Cutmaster Kurt, with scratching by DJ Qbert, was acclaimed by critics. And the album was released nationally by DreamWorks Records in 1997. After initial release on the smaller Bulk Recordings label as simply Dr. Octagon a year prior, DreamWorks also issued an instrumental version of the album titled Instrumentalist Octagon Beats. I've seen that in the record store and I will be picking that up actually. So I did, definitely. I do remember seeing that. So I definitely want to hear how the instrumental sounds. So, and like the first album has Dr. Octagon with this crazy skull and mask holding up, just holding something in his hand. So this new album, the cover art is, it's creepy. It's a skull face with a headlight lamp around your head like they do when you do surgery. And like the mask that covers your face is on the skull's face, but it's kind of chewed on one side of it. And you can see teeth, and there's like a bloody handprint on the top of it. So when he says horripilation, we'll talk about what that may actually mean. So Octagon, so the first song on this album is called Octagon, Octagon. It starts off the CD with a synthesizer that has like a Gregorian chant, like instrumental sound to it. There's also like a dog, like high-pitched bark or high-pitched scratching in the background. A man is announcing the morning newspaper as if he's on the street corner literally selling newspapers like they did back in the day when newspapers first came out or when they got popular. There was, used to always be like a man or a kid on the street corner or in front of a store yelling about the paper and yelling about the new headline to get you to buy it. So it was kind of a playoff of that when you hear the song. The newspaper man is announcing the return of Dr. Octagon. The drum programming provides a drum roll and the bass guitar unfolds. The bass line is thick and low. The snare drums have a slightly fast pace as they sink in well with the thick, low, and slow bass. The drums and bass navigate the song. The song is about Octagon mania, literally. So everything in the world has now become Octagon related, from underwear, motorcycles, condoms, baby wipes, hats, painkillers, etc. There's also speculation that Dr. Octagon spent time in the mental health facility ward eating cat food and dog food. We never really get confirmation in that regard, but that's like in the song as well. So, and here's some of the lyrics. The Paperboy is, newspaper, the Daily Herald. Octagon is back. People are going Octagon crazy. This morning, people have went Octagon crazy. The newspaper. People are delivering the formals. Newspapers in your backyard, Octagon crazy. Number one story today, Octagon went crazy. So that's the newspaper man or person at the beginning of the song. And then Cool Keith comes in with his verse. So now mind you too, Cool Keith is known for, he can definitely rhyme. His cadence, his flow is cool and quirky. I mean, Cool Keith may be the most original MC ever, actually, because when he rhymes, a lot of times it's random, abstract, nonsensical words and rhymes. It's like you went to the movie theater and this adult cartoon comes on, and when I say adult cartoon, I mean like this rated R cartoon comes on, and you have this person narrating, just flowing, and they're showing you all these different random images of different bizarre characters, and they're all just pieced together, and there's not necessarily a continuous flow of a storyline, but the randomness and the shock and the bizarreness of what's being talked about, Cool Keith has a way of painting a picture, even when it's random and maybe non-succinct. You can still visually see what he's talking about, and all the imagery is just fascinating. It's just like, I mean, you could say it's like horror rap or horror core, but I don't feel it's that either. It's sci-fi, dinosaur, futuristic horror rhymes and stories. And then there's his, tales of romantic woes with women. His love for and his objectification. I mean, and it's, yeah, you're definitely pulled in. So let me get to the lyrics. I'm sorry. So verse one of Octagon, Octagon. I was riding Octagon in an Octagon hat with Octagon underwear, taking an Octagon bath with Octagon soap, my Octagon motorcycle made by Octagon bikes, stand up late in Octagon Heights, living the Octagon life, wiping the curls off with Octagon baby wipes, using the Octagon washing machine to dry, Octagon coats on Octagon hangers, Octagon posters made Octagon famous, the Octagon germ became quite contagious, left people upside down, taking Octagon painkillers, Octagon to everybody so familiar, Octagon condoms with Octagon tampons for women, became a frenzy, Octagon gasoline, people use it when their motors go empty, Octagon dog food with Octagon cat food. Did y'all read Octagon news? People going Octagon fool. With Octagon girls, Octagon dudes. With strippers even dancing with G-strings and Octagon boots. I mean, he's quite the salesman. I mean, this marketing, I mean, it's just Octagon. I mean, he's living the Octagon life, apparently. And then the interlude, people said Octagon went crazy. He lost his mind. They said he was in the mental hospital. They said he was throwing all of his hair out. They said he was in there eating his own dog food. They said he was in there eating his own cat food. They said Octagon went crazy, crawling on the ceiling. He was crawling down the ceiling, wearing boots, talking to the news crew on his Bluetooth. I mean, and when I read these lyrics, I can see somebody like in a mental hospital just saying that to me as I sit there waiting for a relative or waiting to be admitted. I don't know. But it's just when you hear someone rant like this, you're just like, what the heck are they talking about? But then you can't turn away because you're just like, really? You know, it's just when you hear all this, you see it and you're just kind of just smiling like, this is crazy, but I can't turn away. I can't stop listening. The second verse, Octagon rice with Octagon beans with Octagon shrimp. Octagon stadium where the Octagons play. I hear it every day. Octagon arena with Octagon orchestra. Octagon milk backstage for every age. Octagon surgery for people who need an Octagon face. Octagon belt for Octagon waist. Octagon curtains, everything octave refurbished. Octagon turtles, and don't forget the Octagon gerbils. Everything got the world going in Octagon circles. Interlude, hey, are you coming with Octagon again? I said, are you coming with Octagon again? Are you really coming? Please, leave me alone. Octagon, 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 Octagon. Put one leg on the wall and one leg on the floor. Do the Octagon, do the Octagon. Now it's the dance. So I like the song. The song is just crazy and bizarre, and I like it. I do. It's just funny. I mean, I've never heard someone use Octagon so many times in my life. And I'm asking myself, you know, what does an Octagon condom look like? You know, what is what is Octagon milk? You know, yeah, what is that? So Octagon belts, Octagon curtains. I'm like, some of the stuff you're kind of like, yeah, what would that look like? You know, it's just very interesting. So that's the first track. I like that track a lot. Flying Waterbed. Another one of my favorite songs. It starts off with trumpets in the background with trippy sounding jazz guitar licks, drums, and wind chimes. The bass line has a high tone when played on this track. The jazz guitar licks and drums navigate the song. Towards the end of the song, you can hear string arrangements taking over from the trippy jazz guitar licks and the bass line writing out the song. The song's about Dr. Octagon/Cool Keith hitting on your girlfriend and getting her because you have been cheating on her. It's a Dr. Octagon love song, so to speak. So if there was one, Flying Waterbed would be it. And by the way, I love the fact that he called the song Flying Waterbed. I mean, first of all, I haven't even thought about a waterbed in years. And for him to bring that back and say it's flying, now you've got my attention. So and here's some of the lyrics from that song. Simultaneous knee cracks like Kobe injured. Dr. Octagon sit on Space Beach with the bucket hat. Way beyond the fitted and then snap back. 3.5 million serve. My wings make you look like atomic birds. Flying like a UFO with the rockets. They must be sniffing stardust in their show. Nays are so big I can fly aircraft up your nose. Raw vocal clouds like George, so Astro. Okay. Reference to the Jetsons cartoon, right on. With the largest selection of Texas Instruments. Whoa. Reference to Texas Instruments, back in the day. Okay. Speak and spell, y'all. Who, spacewalk, rappers like your microwave shoes. Young astronaut, sit on the pot and tie my shoes. Find mysterious discoveries. The star don't by all means. I'm still hot in space for many. It's a dream. And the chorus, come take a ride on my flying waterbed. Dedication, all my love for you. Come take a ride on my flying waterbed. Hand in hand in summer's brighter view. Come take a ride on my flying waterbed. No more lies, not quite knowing. Come take a ride on my flying waterbed. Dedication, all my love for you. The catch is to comprehend. The studio packed with 5,000 green men. Ruled by an action figure. Activated, sleeping in. Upon the top of the sun, so gosh darn hot, I actually made it. Barney the Purple Dragon. Pop the set, recline, faders. On the guest list with the Power Rangers. When way up in the Nebula 18, it's hard to find X when I stop on Earth to entertain. Tough floating gravity. You see the girls up here bathing. Even the movies in their head mess up the rocket. Your lady know what Shane Diesel did. You're so low down. The flying saucer hover above your crib. Look out the aircraft. I see you rolling the blunt like you big. And we'll talk more about this song after this break.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith, going over the new Dr. Octagon record. 22 years in the making. 22 years in the making. So we were going over the song called Flying Waterbed. The Dr. Octagon love song. So here's some more of the lyrics. The chorus, come take a ride on my flying waterbed. Dedication, all my love for you. Come take a ride on my flying waterbed. Hand in hand in summer's brighter view. Come take a ride on my flying waterbed. No more lies and not quite knowing. Come take a ride on my flying waterbed. Dedication, all my love for you. Then the third verse. From Dr. Octagon himself. My place looked like the Oracle when Golden State play. I'm a Martian with a Stephen Curry face. Your girl like when I grip her waist. Release the fluid like toothpaste. Always mobbed in your atmosphere. I gotta disguise myself with a toupee. The Afro got me in tube socks looking like Dr. J, 76er. In the Spectra with Qbert and Automator on the mixer. Muscle man aside, watch me lift my own spaceship up. Your girl want my babies in a crystal cup. People say, how high you get? I got keys to flying trucks. And then the outro refrain is, there's no drag. It's no drag, mama. There's no drag when we roll to Rome. It's no drag. There's no drag, mama. It's no drag when we roll. Dedication to all my love to you. Let me lay the stream inside of you. Summer nights, you're always glowing. Dedication to all my love to you. So it's just a crazy song. You know, when he says, where's that lyric? I want to, your lady know what Shane Diesel did. You're so low down, the flying saucer hover above your crib, saying you're cheating. Look out the aircraft, I see you rolling the blunt like you big. You're cheating and fronting, okay. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. And then, another song I like on here is called Hollywood Tail Swinging. It's supposed to be the last song on the album, but there's actually a bonus track. So afterwards, it starts off with a drum beat that sounds like a heavy drum wrapped around the chain. You can hear the chain rattling every time the deep drum strikes. Layered synthesizers make various atmospherics behind the drum. One synthesizer sound has an operatic choir-like voice or voices in the background. The deep drum beat seems to compensate for the bass line as well. The deep drum beat is the anchor for the song. This track has like a trip-hop feel to it, to me. You would almost think that Tricky produced this track for Dr. Octagon, even though I know he didn't. Because the drum beat is just heavy and it has like a... It has like it's shaking, like I said, like a chain wrapped around it. It's just, it's really cool. It reminds me off of something that would be off of Max and Quay from Tricky. This song's about Dr. Octagon's uncle, Mr. Gerbic, who is apparently half man, half shark, and half alligator. Mr. Gerbic prepares for a road trip out of Hollywood. The Hollywood that he lives in is a supernatural place filled with dinosaurs, demons, gargoyles, vampires, etc. Dr. Octagon paints a vivid hip-hop horror movie narrative with his uncle, Mr. Gerbic, as his main star. And this is definitely one of my favorite songs in the album. So he says, with my gray hair, blue hand, face the color lilac, I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard in a metallic Cadillac. Gorilla Funk Massive, one monkey as a passenger. LAPD looking at me and say, what's happening? Y'all see me following the lime green Volkswagen with black dots on it, with baby dinosaurs sitting on it, bugs and birds climbing up on a yellow Bugs Bunny rabbits, running from the headlights from Warner Brothers. Windshield wipers go back and forth, go way down on the others. Mr. Gerbic eating laundry detergent. Dr. Octagon's uncle pull up and get gas at the service. The leader of the gargoyles watch me while make a right turn. Expansion, 58 wings, 589. My fingers look like Bigfoot, hands on the stop sign. Pedestrians paying me no mind. And then the chorus, Hollywood tail swinging. Dinosaurs march, we run that boulevard. Off the cliff, I see the Hollywood sign. Bosses run, alligators start flying. Popeyes with vampires with fangs out. I see the Walking Dead, 64 pounds of turkey meat and straw cornbread. I mean, this is like, none of this makes any sense. I mean, it doesn't. Okay, so you get in the view that he's talking about a supernatural Hollywood. Once again, I feel like I'm like this cartoon or horror movie. And that's the whole point, I suppose. And it works. It's just interesting. Just the imagery, the adjectives, just the way he does his songs. He's not giving you a typical rhyme scheme. Not at all. Cool Keith does it his own way. And it works. So I see the Walking Dead, 64 pounds of turkey meat and straw cornbread, the torso of the gamma ray wildebeest, and spare the light coming down, the highlands, a woman with glow-in-the-dark dreads, rocket tank with half-man shark legs, altitude tornado coming down in the Milky Way, crack house with these boom-based foxes eating Hydrox cookies to OX's Cannonball Express. We can launch this laser beam edition power pack over the competition. Elevator coming down from the aircraft on a mission. Activate four sharks scheming from Great Britain chorus. Hollywood tail swinging. Dinosaurs march. We run that boulevard. My brain hybrids saving gasoline. My body run on iguana kerosene. Automatic lizards with a tennis. California Mr. Gerber controlling Sasquatches. Walking through the blizzards with buzzards and dozens. Flexing muscles with turtles and duffels. Like the orange orangutan cuddled in huddles. The extraterrestrial highly activated invertebrae. My 74667 antifreeze eye contract. The isolation will go aerodynamically, like a hawk grabbing a target off the pavement squawks. The parallel park pterodactyls walking down through Melrose, with molecules opening the L zone. High titanium extra chromosomes with panoramic visions in the view. This is what I do. Hollywood tail swinging. Dinosaurs march, we run that boulevard. Yeah, I mean, that's the song. And it's just so vivid and bizarre. What I like about Cool Keith and his Dr. Octagon persona is that so many, you know, there's rappers who were part of the whole horrorcore genre, and I always felt like they always tried way too hard to shock me and upset me. And Cool Keith doesn't seem like he's trying to upset you. I think maybe as Dr. Octagon, he wanted to shock you to an extent, but now it just seems like it's just so natural for his style. He just seems like a bizarre rhymer, and it works. It works. He talks about things that no one else talks about. It really is what the Moose Bump of Horripilation. Horripilation being, you know, This album is horror. It's horror based, but in a cool, crafty, clever, and sometimes funny way. So yeah, where you have people who try too hard to do horrorcore rap, you know, and horrorcore rap is basically, you know, you're rhyming about the dark arts, rhyming about, you know, hurting people, Satan, all kinds of different things to scare people. And Cool Keith doesn't really rhyme about that. I mean, that's our Octagon. I mean, this persona that he's in. He just rhymes about all kinds of bizarre, random things that just work. It's just, I like it. Yeah, there's only going to be one rapper or rhymer who does abstract, bizarre, intriguing lyrics. Then Dr. Octagon is it. So, and on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the best and 1 being the worst, I give this album like a I give this album a I'm gonna give it an 8. I give this album an 8 out of 10. Yes, I do. And let me tell you what my favorite tracks are. So my favorite tracks are Octagon, Octagon, Power of the World is Power of the World is, excuse me, Power of the World S Curls, Operation Zero, Bear Witness 4, Area 54, Flying Waterbed. Oh, 3030 Meets the Doc Part 1. That's a track he did with Del the Funky Homo Sapien. So it's Deltron 3030 with Dr. Octagon, and it's a pretty cool track. You'll like it. Nice, pleasant surprise on this album. They should definitely do a video for that if they haven't already. Kama Sutra has a nice little rock and roll sex swing to it. Hollywood Tail Twinging. Yeah, those are my favorite tracks on this record. Yeah, definitely give it an 8. But, oh, one of my, yeah. Power of the World talks about aliens having S-curls and the S-curl coming back. Like I said, that is funny. So, I mean, this is Keith, Cool Keith, you know, a.k.a. Dr. Octagon, can be very bizarre and random and dark, but still funny. There's still some humor to it. It's just, yeah, he's one of a kind in that regard. So definitely like to see him live, definitely. The next album for review is Dick Stusso. His new album is called In Heaven. So I'm going to read you a description of how they describe this new record in him. And then we'll go into the review afterwards. That old blues hound dog, Bonnie Raitt, probably sang it best and most lucid in her timeless pedestrian hit, Nick of Time. Life gets mighty precious when there's less of it to waste. And so now here, her wise lyrical turn seems to be ringing true for Oakland muso Dick Stusso. When we last caught up with this Bay Area barbecue gaucho on his debut, Nashville Dreams, he hit that special Zen layer of loserdom. He'd thrown up his hands into the folly of failure. He was the affable, bumbling, red-cheeked drunk lurking around the edges of the cookout, bumming smokes, putting down all the white wine and cocktail shrimp he could get away with. But now, a couple years on, that early 30s existential dread has crept its way into Dick's purview. With his sophomore lawn player in heaven, Stusso's numbered human days are on his mind. Without stumbling into pomposity, Dick has taken back the wheel on his life and is doing a bit of hot dogging. The album sounds so assured, you'd never guess the whole endeavor was almost completely down the tubes. I was about 75% done with the album, and then my apartment got burgled. Wow, Stusso said of the Heaven's bummer origins. They took it all. Having laid it almost exclusively to tape, there weren't even files to pull from. But what seemed like another sour turn for Dick actually ended up being a little lemon zest in his G&T. He ended up teaming with psych visionary producer Greg Ashley in a defunct old church, making for a leap in fidelity on In Heaven. The new peacock strut to Dick's vague longing and malaise suits his countrified T-Rex sound quite well. Exhibit A, album standout, modern music, a sort of state of the union and state of the soul, all set over a warm, gauzy, glam bass line. Nobody wants to look at the dark heart. I don't blame you. Nobody wants to look at the dark heart, myself included. Quote, unquote, or end quote. He sings a low register Orbison sneer. I'm just looking for a good time and a little cash, huh? Employing deft songcraft, which includes a wide open ambient midsection to reality to get you to think about the void, Dick manages to take down both capitalism and the bullcrap conditions of human mortality without sounding all that put out by either. So that's the description that it was given in regards to Dick Stusso and his new record. So now we'll get into the review. So the first track on this album is called Well Acquainted. Starts off with a guitar strum. Dick Stusso starts singing. Dick is using a clean effect on his distortion pedal. This effect gives this song a blues feel. The guitar and bass play the same rhythm. The rhythm guitar has a slight reverb effect on it. The song has a less is more feel to it in the best way possible. The guitar solo is distant, clinging, and gives the song a strong ending. The song is about life not really changing, a vicious cycle of the mundane and everybody's life, being well acquainted with mediocrity, actually. We'll talk some more about this song after the break.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
And once again, welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. And we're currently talking about Dick Stussel's In Heaven record. And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith talking about we're going over the review of the new Dick Stussel record, In Heaven. We're on the song Well Acquainted, which is the first track on the album. So we're talking about what the song means, or my take on that. Here's the lyrics. And it feels like we are heading the same way we came. Everything is changing. Everything is the same. Course, people around there doing what it is they do. You and I wonder what it is we should. The verse, keep tired of thinking about it. You know what I mean? It's all overdone. It's all obscene. Then of course, people around there doing what it is they do. You and I wonder what it is we should. So those are the lyrics, and when you hear the song, it's just very, Dick Stussel has found a way to, as I said, countrify his music with blues elements in it. It's not quite country, it's not quite blues, it's something in the middle, and it works. When you listen to Dick Stussel and you hear this record, it's just like, you can definitely tell the country and blues were, you know, first cousins. I mean, you feel that when you listen to his music. Definitely has an old man soul vibe to it and a young body. So the next track is called Up the Stream. Starts off with the clean guitar strumming. The drums are soft and slow paced. But then it becomes a kick drum, snare, and cymbals. And the bass is low and steady. The rhythm guitar playing is soft and sparse, excuse me. The song's about not being happy with your life. Not being really sure if you are successful, not knowing what really makes you happy. Doing some more talking about Up the Stream. It feels like with Dick Stussel, it feels like he's running in place, and he'll keep going up the stream until he no longer has to, until he finds that true meaning of life, and of his feelings. It seems like with this song, he's just kind of going through the motions and just kind of numb. So it's a really cool song. I like it. Once again, less is more with the whole vibe of the record for the most part. And now hear the lyrics. Last night I went out again. Sometimes I think I don't like anything. I try, Lord, I try. Just don't seem to get it right. Sometimes it feels like I never made a decision in my life. I'm living in a luxury some else afforded me. Or someone else afforded me. I want a big blue sky and a clear wide. But I keep swimming up the stream. It's you and B-Bay. It's you and me, baby. These typos. Out here on our own, what are we going to do? Country sitter, house of home. Got to make it up somehow. I keep on swimming up the stream. So that's, you know, how that's the lyrics for that song. Another song I like. Modern music stands out. So, and there's actually a video for the song, too. So, starts off with a bass line that plays through a fuzz pedal. At least that's how it sounds to me. This fuzz pedal sound is giving a muddy, thick bass type of sound for each note slash chords played. Reverb guitar comes in playing one note at a time. There's a high-pitched howling or scream that plays like a sample. The sound becomes atmospheric. Another guitar plays a slide guitar solo. Once the slide-sounding guitar solo ends, another sound eases through. The sound of a spaceship flying through the air or landing on this planet. The sound effect definitely had a futuristic traveling type of vibe to it. At the middle of the song, an acoustic piano plays a menacing rhythm church bell. A menacing rhythm. Church bells echo in the background. It almost feels like an alien ship just landed and they're about to invade the Earth. The fuzz bass reappears along with drums at this time. With the acoustic piano, the more atmospherics appear in the background, along with the high-pitched Screaming Lady sample. The song then ends abruptly as Dick Stusso sings about how he just looking for a good time. Or how he's just looking for a good time. The song is about how the modern world that we're living in actually sucks right now. The modern music sucks, the modern jobs suck, and the future looks dim. The lyrics are depressing, but the song is amazing. A pleasant contrast that works. This is one of my favorite songs. Modern music for a modern world. I'm a modern guy. I'm moving into darkness at full speed. Modern life is a palace built on endless suffering. I'm standing at the gates, pissing in the wind. Nobody wants to look at the dark heart, and I don't blame them. Nobody wants to look at the dark heart, myself included. I'm just looking for a good time and a little cash. Modern feelings for a modern age. I'm looking at the future fading into darkness in front of me. Modern dreams are a prison. Built in endless factories. I'm standing at the gates, pissing in the wind. Nobody wants to look at the dark heart, and I don't blame them. Nobody wants to look at the dark heart, myself included. I'm just looking for a good time. The song is so mellow and cool, and the lyrics are so depressing. But I like it. I like it a lot. It definitely proves this point. That nobody wants to see the darkness. You know, that's the last thing you want to see. So I can dig it. So Dick Stusso's In Heaven is, it's a really good record. I like it. Like I said, I never heard the word countrified until he came up on the scene. And I do feel like this album is a mixture of like country sentiment, blues feeling. So country sentiment with blues feeling. It's just like he kind of has created his own sound, so to speak. Like it's not blues, it's not country, it's somewhere in the middle. But it's just like there's just a certain feeling to it. The approach to his music, you know, and I suppose it's probably considered indie rock. But the approach to his music with his band is just, they fill up the whole room by not doing much. Like I said, it really is less is more, like on a jazz musician from the 60s and 70s level. Their approach and production is excellent. It's raw and it works. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, I give this album, I give it a 9. Favorite tracks are Well Acquainted, Up the Stream, Modern Music, Terror Management, The Big Car Commercial Payout, and Heaven. Yeah, it's a very fascinating record. I'm looking forward to seeing Dick Stusso live. I definitely like the album. When I first got the album, I was like, it's too mellow for me. It's not working. I can't even drive to it. Put it on again. And I was like, okay, I like modern music. And by the way, there are music videos for Modern Music and In Heaven, his title track, Dick Stusso. You can also find his record on Bandcamp, and I believe, and Amazon. But yeah, he made two videos. In Heaven and modern music. definitely recommend the album now. Definitely. It's worth picking up. Like I said before, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, it's too mellow. Couldn't drive to it. Put it away. Picked it back up again. I was like, oh, it's okay. And then picked it up again, and then it just kind of clicked. I'm like, okay, I get it. This is really nice. It's really mellow and nice. And it's powerful in its approach. What I like about it is that it's not overbearing. It's, you know, it's subtle. The music is just, like I said, it's powerful because it's laid back and really powerful when you listen to what's going on. Lyrically speaking, it's very powerful. I mean, it's like Dick Stusso is just really depressed, but the music to me doesn't convey that. And when you hear what he has to say, you just sing along and you feel where he's coming from. You're just like, yeah, you know, modern feelings for a modern age. I am looking at the future and it's fading into darkness in front of me. Yeah, modern dreams are a prison built in endless factories. Yeah. I'm standing at the gates, yeah, and I'm probably peeing in the wind, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when he says nobody wants to look at the dark heart, and I don't blame them, you know, myself included, how can you not relate to that? I mean, he's singing things that you can relate to. I mean, he hits a chord. He hits a button inside you. I mean, it's powerful. And like I said, you know, when you see them, I mean, when you hear this, you know, it's not loud. It's not, oh, let me be overly aggressive because I'm doing this music and you. No, it's just like a matter of fact. But when he's a matter of fact, you're like, oh yeah, matter of fact. So yeah, I dig it. Yeah, definitely dig it. Looking forward to seeing them live. So once again, Dick Stusso in Heaven. Pick it up. So the next album I want to talk about, the last record for review, is The Midnight Hour. And that is, it's a project or a group that is Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest and Adrian Young, who's a producer who's produced people like Ghostface Killah. So these guys are both multi-instrumentalists, basically. Nice, cool cover. Oh, by the way, the Dick Stusso cover has a picture of him just with this, like, really devilish kind of smile. And it's like his face, but it cuts off his chin. But it's a really cool picture. It's like a black and white picture of his face. So, and the back of that album has two of his band members just laying on the floor in opposite directions. So like they're passed out or sleeping. So yes, The Midnight Hour, Ali Shaheed Muhammad from Tribe Called Quest and Adrian Young. They actually composed the Luke Cage soundtrack. And it's really good. So, yes, The Midnight Hour, really cool cover. You see his band, their band, they're all like in suits, and it's got a black silhouette, but you can see short, you know, pictures of each band member, like almost like a scrapbook, almost. But the cover has that jazz cover feel to it as well. So, let me read you how they describe this record, and then we'll go into how I describe their album. So, The Midnight Hour is a black excellence and ode to the cultural sophistication that the Harlem Renaissance established for its people. The Midnight Hour is comprised of Ali Shaheed Muhammad and Adrian Young, alongside a tight rhythm section and a full orchestra. The album has features from CeeLo Green, Raphael Sadiq, Marsha Ambrosius, Bilal, Aaron Allen Kane, Carolina, and more. Adrian and Ali began working on this album back in 2013, but put the project aside as they would score the hit Netflix series Marvel's Luke Cage. The two even perform in an episode of the upcoming second season, and yes, I saw them perform at the club in the TV series. The Midnight Hour is a soul jazz hip-hop album which continues the conversation started by yesterday's jazz and funk pioneers. Those that created the bedrock of samples for hip-hop producers in the 80s/90s. The Midnight Hour is sophisticated hip-hop that fans will enjoy, capturing the jazz rhythm section and a full orchestra to analog tape. One of the seminal compositions, Questions, originally began as an unfinished Midnight Hour demo with CeeLo Green. However, Kendrick Lamar heard the track and wanted to sample portions for his Grammy Award-winning album, To Pimp a Butterfly. The song ultimately made it to Kendrick's 2016 compilation, Untitled Unmastered, as Untitled Number 6. That's where I heard this track from. 6/30/2014. The full completed version of Questions is now the lead single on the Midnight Hour. Right on. So Amazing is a reimagining of Luther Vandross's 1986 single. Ali and Adrian took Luther's original vocal stems and composed new music as if they were in the room with Luther originally. This transcendental recording is something that really makes the Midnight Hour special. I agree. It's one of my favorite tracks on here. The 20-track full-length double album will be released. Well, it's already released now, so I have to read that part. But yeah, so after this break, we'll get into this record.
The average SUV has two blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
And once again, you're listening to Gold State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is Captain Keith. I'm about to review the Midnight Hour. So let's get into the review of the Midnight Hour. First track on here is an instrumental track called Black Beacon. And the bass is the first sound you hear on this track. Then the electric piano and grand piano. Snare drums and a timpani along with the vibraphone, saxophone, and flute. This instrumental track is amazing. The bass line drives the song. The drums take on an African percussion flow and feel. This song feels like it should be in a classic 70s blaxploitation film. The music on here is similar to the soundtrack from Luke Cage, and I mean that in the best way. The theme and the feeling of the instrumental tracks on this album, I just can't even describe to you how magnificent it is. It's just moody and cool all at the same time, and very soulful. And it's when you hear this song, you feel like you might be in a movie. You know, you feel like you might be a private eye getting ready to, you know, follow somebody or solve a case. I mean, all kinds of different images come to your mind when you hear this song. And this is the first track on the album. So this album is really good because there's lots of vocal tracks and there's all these instrumental tracks that just, and they all just flow seamlessly together. I probably should be saying this at the end of this review, but I'm just, you know, getting ahead of myself now. But it's just, I really like the instrumentation on this track. So I don't usually talk about too many instrumental tracks, but I wanted to mention that. I mean, they're using an electric piano, you know, which is the keyboard basically, and a grand piano. So yeah, and they got a timpani on this track. So it's just, yeah, it's just really cool. So I like that track. But now I want to. So we got into a little bit of the history of Questions before. We started the review when, you know, you found out that this is a track that Kendrick Lamar used off his Untitled Unmastered album, which is actually a pretty good album. I knew I heard this song before. I'm like, is this off of CeeLo's solo album? But no, it was off of Kendrick's album. And I remember now, and I knew I liked it. But yeah, so this is the full complete version of it. Questions. And let me read to you. Let me describe to you how that song goes. So it starts off with bass and percussion. A flute comes in upper key. The upright bass is steady and sets the pace of the song along with the percussion. The vibraphone plays in the distant background during the chorus. This song is written and sung by CeeLo Green, formerly of the Goody Mob. and also an original judge on The Voice, the TV show. He's also one half of Niles Barkley with Danger Mouse. And he's also a member of the Dungeon Family. That's a production team that also includes Outkast, you know, and the Witch Doctor and so many other people from the Georgia scene in the South. His voice is soulful and smooth. This song is about CeeLo meeting a lady and letting her know up front that he is not like most men. And he actually enjoys being bizarre and weird. He acknowledges being otherworldly and perhaps an old soul from another place. CeeLo doesn't want to scare the lady off because of his uniqueness that is his alone. He sings about how easy it is for him to explain it to her. Sometimes weird might just be the thing you need after all. It may inspire you and give you the right perspective. This song has a cool lounge, soul jazz feel to it that works. So here's some of the lyrics from Questions. You know, of course there's the ah and the hmm and all that. But so the first one, I'm bizarre, avant-garde. Both sides of me are evenly odd. It's attractive. You're intrigued. Am I mortal man or make-believe? And then, of course, anything you want, I can explain. I can explain it. Any misunderstandings, baby, let me explain. I can explain it. Why won't you sit and talk to me? Let me explain. Let me explain it. Ah, yeah, let me explain. Verse 2. I'm supernatural. I am strange. Into whom or to what shall I change? Girl, it's the way I can explain. Everybody, oh, let me make it down. Let me explain. I can make you understand. Let me explain. Yes, I can. So, and then he says in verse 3, I'm a century, out of pace, yes, of pace. I am wonderful, just let me count the ways, let me count the ways. I am supernatural, ha, supernatural. I am strange, yes, strange. And to whom or to what shall I change? Shall I change? Girl, it's the way I can't explain. Everybody, oh, let me make it down, let me explain. Ooh, I can make you understand. Let me explain. Yes, I can. Let me explain, children. I can explain it. And then the last verse, the outro. I have everything you ever needed, baby. Can't you see? Can't you? I can feel. Dream come true with a fantasy. I can, baby. Do you believe in me? In me. It's just great. It's a really cool song, and those lyrics are just very... They're unusual, and I like them. They're different. He's like, hey, I'm not the guy next door. No, not at all. I'm not the track star, the football star. No. But I'm good. I'm great. I'm unique in my weirdness, and I think if you give me a chance, you'll dig it. So, yeah, I understand. I really do. So, yeah, it's one of my favorite songs in the album. Definitely. So, and... now I want to talk about, you know, what we heard earlier on the podcast. I did not see this coming, but Ali Shaheed Muhammad and Adrian Young, they did totally rework. Luther Vandross is so amazing. They took his vocals and just added new music to it, like a remix or a reinterpretation of it. And I like it. It's definitely, it might be my favorite song on the album. There's another song on here I like too, and it is with Raphael Sadiq. It's called It's You. And it starts off with clapping at first, and then like you hear like a cello and a guitar strumming like jazz chords, and then you hear the drums, and then more jazz guitar, and it when you hear this song, you have no idea that you're going to be singing. That's what's so cool about it. It kind of misleads you a little bit because you're just like, okay, this is going to be a nice little instrumental jazz jam, you know. But then the bass just gets deeper and grooves. And you have more percussion going on. And there's like this... this strange noise in the background that I can't quite put my hand on what it is. But bass clarinet comes in, and you know, alto sax, and the percussion is just really nice. And this is all like before Raphael comes in to sing. So this is basically like where it's like a minute and 35 seconds into the song, basically. So, you know, then just about before the beginning, I mean, all that stops. And then the kick drum or the bass drum just starts going. And you hear light, like a little light guitar in the background, just strumming real light. And it just sounds very tribal, the drums on this. And then all of a sudden, Raphael Sadiq comes in like 2 minutes in, or it's about 2 minutes and 8 seconds in. And he's just talking about, you know, this woman, you know, this feeling about this woman. You know, he knows that she's the one, it's you. And no one can tell him what to do because it's you. And the bass just starts to drive the song. So it's like the song totally changes the tempo and the arrangement totally changes on the second half by the time he comes in to sing. And it's just like the real soulful groove and drive to the song. And at this point, the bass and drums are anchoring the song. I mean, it's totally different from the first half, which is like this great jazz instrumental interlude for 2 minutes, or just great jazz song. So this is what they're talking about when they say this album has these jazz, soul, hip-hop vibe to it. This song is definitely jazz and soul, and it's fused together very nicely. You know, I think it would make someone like Marvin Gaye very proud. For me, Marvin Gaye always, when you listen to What's Going On, that album to me is a great soul jazz record when you listen to the way it's produced and performed. You pay attention to the instrumentation on it. So, but yeah, It's You is great. See, I got sidetracked with this song. I was supposed to talk about the Luther Vandross song, so let me get into that one. So, but yeah, this is one of my favorite songs on the album. No, It's You. Definitely listen to it. So my only complaint was that I wanted Raphael Sadiq to sing another song on the album. But this one was great. So definitely. But so amazing. When you hear that, more real cool groovy drum percussion at the beginning, and you hear the Fender Rhodes keyboard playing, and Luther's singing at the same time as the keyboard, the Fender Rhodes comes in. And the bass line. The bass line sounds like it's an upright bass. So Wurlitzer piano, okay. All right, so I felt like it was upright bass, but I guess it's just regular electric bass in the background. But, you know, they get like the orchestra involved with this. You have the clarinet, the bass clarinet, the saxophone, tubular bells. So this is not stuff you usually hear when you hear a Luther Vandross song, but it's crafted so well that you don't necessarily notice, or if you do, you just like what you hear because it's just put together so nicely. Very soulful. The bass and the percussion, they definitely drive the song. And it makes you miss Luther Vandross too, to be honest. Here's the lyrics to the song. So, love has truly been good to me. Not even one sad day or minute I had since you come my way. I hope you know I gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. I got to tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come and has changed my whole world. Bye-bye sadness, hello mellow, what a wonderful day. Now, one more thing, too, about the song. When Luther starts to sing the chorus, the bass line just kind of rolls, and it matches his vocal phrasing. And it's just really nice. I mean, I almost like it better than the original version. I know for some that might be blasphemy, but, you know, I have to say it. I like the new version. But, so the lyrics. I'm happy as I can be. No, excuse me. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. I got to tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come and it has changed my whole world. Bye-bye sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. And it's so amazing, I could stay forever. That's the part I was talking about with the bass and how it just rolls with him when he's phrasing that. Here in love and would leave you never, because we go amazing love. Truly, it's amazing, so amazing. Love brought us together. Together, I will leave you never and never, because we got amazing love. Ooh, so amazing. I've been waiting for a love like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. That's basically it. Yeah, I mean, and it's love. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and sky above. That repeats. And I just didn't realize how lovingly optimistic that song is. You don't even really hear love songs like that anymore. I mean, that's why he was Luther Vandross. And that's why these guys went back into the vault and brought him back to remind everybody how great of a singer he was. And songwriter and vocalist. So, yeah. This is a great album. I like it a lot. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving this album a 10. Yeah. Yeah. I am. There's other tracks. I mean, there's so many tracks on here. There's a track called Mare featuring Ladybug Mecca from Diggable Planets. It's great to hear her rhyme and flow. Only complaint with this track is that it's under 2 minutes. It's like 1 minute and 5 seconds long. So my only complaint was that, okay, so I'm not going to give this a 10. My only complaint was that her song was just too short. I wanted to hear more from her. So because of that, I'm going to say, well, I give it like a 9, but it's still great. So my favorite tracks on this album: Black Beacon, Mayor featuring Ladybug Mecca, It's You featuring Raphael Sadiq, Questions featuring CeeLo Green, So Amazing featuring Luther Vandross, Do It Together featuring Bilal, Don't Keep Me Waiting featuring Marsha Ambrosius, There Is No Greater Love featuring Lauren Odin, Sadia Yasmin, Possibilities featuring Aaron Allen Kane, Mission, and Ravens. But the whole album is great. So, yeah, but it gets a 9. Well, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, thank you once again for listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. Hope you had a good time. I know I did. And I would tell you what I'm going to review next week, but I don't know yet. So... I do not know. I have to take a look and see what's on the deck. Oh, well, I will tell you this, though. Coming up very soon is the Eminem Kamikaze. So I do want to address that and listen and check that out. So that's the newest thing buzzing in people's minds. So his surprise new album. So that's definitely something that will be reviewed very soon. And, yeah, I have to think about that because I really don't know. And but I promise you next week when I do the review, I'll let you know what would be for the week ahead. Most definitely. I can promise you that. So once again, thanks again for listening. Appreciate you all. Hope you had a good time. I always do. And until next time, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, I will see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.